USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You can take Democratic Senator and former White House hopeful herself, Amy Klobuchar, off former Vice President Joe Biden's short list of women he's considering to be his running mate. Klobuchar saying she called Biden yesterday to tell him that putting a woman of color on the Democratic ticket would help heal the nation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising the Supreme Court's rejection of President Trump's efforts to end DACA, the Obama-era policy that protects hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants brought here as kids from deportation. On the other side, President Trump calls yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling like a shotgun blast to the face of Republicans and conservatives.
Get on your mark, get set, because here we go.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the Big Apple will enter Phase 2 of coronavirus reopening on Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.